And then tell me a little bit about Coldfoot, because what we know about it in modern day, there's a truck stop.
Right.
Where tourists, there's finally facilities where people could stop.
Right.
Whereas before it was just basically a camp for construction for the haul road and pipeline.
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit what you have learned about the history of Coldfoot.
Well, it is interesting because, as portrayed as, in the history books, I mean, Coldfoot's the gold mining town, gold rush town, stampede, blah, blah, blah. And literally that's what I anticipated finding. I won't speak for John, but this was a gold mining town. We're going to go dig up gold miners, right? As it turns out, that's not really what we found. Coldfoot was founded 1899-1900. It had its heyday 1902-1904, and then thereafter, particularly about 1907, the town started declining quickly. I mean, as a gold rush stampede founded town, this has happened again and again and again over the West, Western Canada as well, the Western United States, etc. Everybody rushes in, hoping for the quick riches. You have hundreds, if not thousands, of people in one spot getting into each other's faces, and within a year or two, if not quicker than that, the people, they depart. There's other stampedes elsewhere, and things settle down, and such is the classic case of Coldfoot. It's almost a parable, essentially, for what a boom town is, and I'm not just talking about Alaska anymore, but essentially that whole everything from Sutter's Mill mid 19th century through the Klondike, essentially 50 years, it was rushes all over the world, and Coldfoot was no exception. When we first started working there, I was anticipating, okay, we've got gold miners here, but the bottom line is that no, you don't. You have retail people. You have, it's a town. It's where people have, cliche is people have come to mine the miners, basically. And you have to have a consolidation of services, political services, transportation services, economic services, the stores. Oh, yes. In Coldfoot 1902 to 1904, again, it's heyday. There were 80 buildings in the town. We know that because of a road commission survey team that went through. There was two or three general stores. There was, at its peak, 9 or 10 brothels. There were, a handful of saloons. There were freighting services. It was all there. I mean, what does a miner need? He needs his goods. He needs his entertainment. He needs his supplies. And he needs to sometimes, let loose in town, with his poke. And Coldfoot was that, but for a very short period of time. And then it went elsewhere. And I don't know if you've just spoken with others or will speak to others about Wiseman. But essentially, Coldfoot and Wiseman are integrally related. I mean, when Coldfoot declined in terms of population, economics, and stuff like that, its benefactor was Wiseman. People just shifted upstream, closer to new diggings.
New diggings.
I mean, it's a placer gold. Once you dig it up, it's gone. New technologies will come along, but the prospectors and miners are always out looking for newer, bigger discoveries. And it was in, I believe, 1907 that the first really big strikes on Nolan, and a little later on Hammond River up in the Wiseman vicinity, about 12 miles upstream of Coldfoot, took place. And you could just look at the production figures. The gold production in the Coldfoot area was declining. And all of a sudden, you got to get up closer to the diggings. You got to bring your services, whether they be the mail, the stores, or the brothels, for that matter. You go on to the next town, and that next town was 12 miles further upstream, basically.